James Luther Adams was a Unitarian Universalist theologian who lived from 1901 to 1994. He did a lot of thinking and speaking and writing about the good in human nature. And he wrote and spoke a lot about how our very optimistic Unitarian Universalist faith can survive and even thrive in the midst of world wars, genocides, political corruption, and poverty, to name a few. And James Luther Adams wrote about covenant. He was one of many Unitarian Universalists who helped us better understand how covenant instead of creed is the foundation of our faith. James Luther Adams said once, "Covenant is the gap between the ideal and our behavior. Covenant is the gap between the ideal and our behavior." You see, religion is all about holding up an ideal. Muslims study the kind and fair community created by Muhammad and his followers in Medina. Christians celebrate the loving words and just actions of Jesus. Buddhists follow the middle way, living the ideals of moderation and compassion. Jews study the Ten Commandments, which Moses gave, and the laws created by their ancestors in collaboration with Yahweh. Religion is all about holding up an ideal and then asking individuals who share the ideal to come together and measure their lives by how well they are living up to this shared ideal. Our shared ideal is written in the first few pages of your hymnal and is also printed on the back of your order of service. As a member of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations, we covenant to affirm and promote our seven principles. Many people have come up with different ways to say these seven principles, different language to put them in, and I want to share one with you that I read recently that for me helps me kind of soak in and understand what they mean better. But I encourage you, if you like, you can follow along on the back of your order of service if you want to get the traditional. We believe each and every person is important. We believe all people should be treated fairly. In our congregations, all people are accepted and we learn together. We believe each person is free to search for what is true and right in life. Everyone deserves a vote about the issues that concern them. We believe in working for a peaceful, fair, and free world. We believe in caring for our planet and every living thing that shares it with us. For a Unitarian Universalist, an ideal world would be one where the seven principles are a description of the way things are, instead of a description of the way things should be. As it stands, our principles are the gap between our ideal and reality. As Unitarian Universalists, we promise to bring the covenant of our seven principles to life through our daily words and actions. As James Luther Adams once put it, the individual is brought out of separateness into covenant. We are responsible for our individual behavior, but also for the character of society. I am on my own unique spiritual journey, but covenant connects me to something bigger than my individual beliefs. Covenant calls me to serve something more than my own needs. Covenant transforms me from individual to community member. I understand my life in relationship to our Unitarian Universalist covenant, and I don't have to recite the principles daily, But I know at the end of every day, whether or not I brought myself, my community, and my world closer to the ideal of the seven principles, or at the end of the day, I know if my actions and words have helped to bring us further away from the ideals that we share. And this is the way things are. We don't always live up to our shared ideal. Martin Buber once said, "The human being is the promise-making, promise-keeping, promise-breaking, promise-renewing creature." We find that being Unitarian Universalists often means forgiving ourselves and each other for falling short of our shared ideal. That's why James Luther Adams said, "Covenant is the gap between the ideal and reality." Covenant is the promises we make and break and remake as a community while trying to build our ideal world, as Clarabelle said so well. The concept of covenant has been having a revival in Unitarian Universalism recently, but it's been an organizing standard of our faith for much longer than that. And I told you the story I'm about to tell you in October of 2014 in one of my sermons, but it's been about 2 years, so I think it's time to tell it again. In 1630, a group of religious radicals known as the Puritans left England to establish a new home somewhere in the great unknown of the New World. They wanted the freedom to practice their faith in peace without government intervention. In England during that time, everyone was a member of the Church of England simply because they were citizens of England. And the Puritans didn't like that very much. They made the point that you don't have to have any moral, spiritual convictions just to live in England. They wanted belonging in a church to require more effort, more thought, intention, and commitment. So they sailed across the Atlantic Ocean. And it's difficult to imagine today what that would have entailed. You had to sell all the property you owned, sell any possessions you couldn't bring with you. You had to give up any security or status you had in England and prepare yourself to possibly die of hunger or some kind of illness along the journey. So the Puritans were not short on conviction or commitment. They were ready to risk death for what they believed. Their courage came from serving something larger than their individual selves. They hoped and prayed that their beliefs would have a chance to outlive them and be passed on to the generation after them and the next and the next. They wanted a church made up of people who were accountable spiritually, emotionally, and ethically to something larger than a king or a queen. As the Puritans sailed toward New England, the man who would become the first governor of Massachusetts, a man named John Winthrop, said the following to the people sailing with him. He said, "Now the only way to avoid shipwreck and to provide for our posterity is to follow the counsel of Micah, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. We must be willing to abridge ourselves of our superfluities, for the supply of others' necessities. In other words, give up our wants in order to accommodate the needs of another. We must uphold a familiar commerce together in all meekness, gentleness, patience, and liberality. We must delight in each other and make others' conditions our own, rejoice together, mourn together, labor and suffer together, always having before our eyes our commission and our community. As members of the same body, so shall we keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." When John Winthrop and the other Puritans got off the ship and started to figure out how to organize their church and their communities, These words were ringing in their ears. We must make promises to one another that we will serve the good of the whole before our own needs. We must make promises to one another and to our God to think of justice and peace first and ourselves second. It took them a little over 40 years of talking and disagreeing and experimenting and failing, but eventually the Puritans did come up with a covenant that would become their organizing document, the foundation that their churches and their communities would grow from, and it was called the Cambridge Platform. And there were 65 Puritan churches originally established using the Cambridge Platform, and of those 65, 21 of them are Unitarian Universalist congregations today. The tradition of organizing around the promises we make to one another instead of what we believe was passed down generation to generation and helped shape the faith that we know today. Covenant is about putting an ideal into words and then making promises to one another that uphold that ideal. Covenant is about being in faithful relationship with one another as we come close to living our covenant and as we fall short. Children showed us earlier how water takes the shape simply by being poured into a container. It takes the shape of that container. But for better or worse, it's not that easy for us. This church community, the shared life of everyone sitting here and everyone who couldn't be here today, we do not take on a collective purpose or identity or shape just by showing up and being here. We take shape because of the promises and the commitments we make to one another and to our shared ideal. As Unitarian Universalists, we are brought out of our separateness into covenant. When we read the seven principles, we remember that all Unitarian Universalists promise to try and fail and try again to do these things as long as we are alive. We remember to put community first and ourselves second. We remember peace and justice first and ourselves second. We remember that we need not think alike to love alike. Blessed be. Amen.